Yeah.
Okay, great. We're just going to put you on hold while we connect a couple other people, okay? Thanks.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, Dr. Lesser, Victoria at the Veterinary Board again. I've got you here with the board, got you on speakerphone.
Okay.
We're just getting ready.
Okay,
we're just getting ready to start. We also have Dr. Dickinson on the line. We're going to connect and get some other folks on the phone. We'll be with you in just another minute. Going to be on hold just for a second.
Great.
Okay.
Be helping.
Mr. Babenport, it's Victoria at the Veterinary Board. I've got you here with the board. We're ready to start the proceeding in just a minute. Okay, we're just going to put you on hold just for another second while we connect everybody on the phone, okay? Just give us a minute.
Okay, we should have all three now.
Okay. This is Victoria. I'm going to see if we have everybody. Let's see. Dr. Lessard, are you still there?
I am still here, and just I've got a few appointments waiting, and just so I can give them a time frame, would you mind just letting us know roughly about how long you'd anticipate we'll be tied up here?
I'm going to roughly say 45 minutes is my guess.
Okay.
That's typically how they are. And then Dr. Dickinson, are you still there?
I am. I'm a little bit in the same situation as Dr. Lesser, in that I also have patients who are here in the clinic.
What we can do is, you don't have to be on the call the whole time. Like, if you just want to give your statements and have the board ask you questions, we can do that. So you're just, the part that you'd be missing is, if you want to miss, is hearing the hear the board speak to the complainant. And you'd also miss hearing their discussion. You can listen to all or part of that. If you want to tell me what would be best, like if one of you wants to drop off now, then they could just talk to either of you, if that would
help. Victoria, they would also miss making statements after the complainant spoke.
Okay. I don't know if you could hear that. From Tracy?
No, I could.
Okay, so the other piece is typically after the board speaks to the respondents, the complainants, we go back to the respondents who have now heard from the complainant, right? And then you would be able to give some wrap-up statements related to that or some rebuttal to the complainant. So that's the other thing you miss if you drop off the call after the board asks you questions. So it's really up to you on how much you want to be in on this.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to be involved. The issue is I blocked off my schedule at 2:15.
Right.
I didn't realize we're the only two doctors at the practice right now, unfortunately. We just didn't have an option to take this afternoon off.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm not trying to blow you guys off. It's just we're in a little bit of a tricky situation here.
Yeah.
That's all.
Then maybe it makes sense for, like, just one of you to be on the phone at a time. So at least we don't have both of you at the same time.
Because
I think that's up to you. So does the board have a preference on who you'd want to talk to first? Can anybody
take them in order?
Okay.
Dickinson would be first.
Yep. Okay. So Dr. Dickinson will take you first. So Dr. Lesser, if you want to drop
off. Okay. That sounds
okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I have a quick question for y'all before we begin.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Is this being recorded?
Yes.
Are you recorded?
Yes, it's being recorded.
Well, okay, good enough. Thank you.
Okay. So, for everybody that's listening, who we have on the phone is Mr. Davenport, the complainant, and we have Dr. Dickinson, and now we're going to get Dr. James on the phone.
So, is she on the phone for this one?
We're going to call her. So give me a second to do that. And Dr. Dickinson and Mr. Davenport, I'm going to ask you both to remain silent until you hear from the board chair. She'll specifically call your name and address you. So otherwise, we're not taking any comments or anything from you until the board is specifically speaking to you. So give me just a second for it to call one of the board members on the phone.
Yeah, Victoria, I was just going to ask if maybe you can explain to Dr. Dickinson and Mr. Davenport who Dr. James is. They might not.
Oh, I apologize. Thank you. For everyone, Dr. James is a board member. She had to just leave early. We're just going to call her so she can participate by phone. So give me a second.
It is a little bit difficult. This is Dr. Dickinson. A little bit difficult for me to hear some of the people speaking. I think I can really only hear Victoria.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. That's probably fine. The board members are close to the phone.
Okay.
And you haven't heard from any of them yet. So give me a second.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. James. I've got you on my cell phone, and we're going to give it a try, okay?
All righty.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Chair, if you'd like to go ahead.
Okay. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Dickinson in case number 2535. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it, ARS 32-2234. Dr. Dickinson, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Dickinson.
And then, Dr. Dickinson, do you have counsel representing you?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Dickinson, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances in this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I do not.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Thompson, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. On February 17, 2024, Zeus, a 3-year-old male cocaine torso, was presented to Dr. Dickinson for a second opinion due to continued diarrhea, anorexia, and lethargy. We're doing something real quick with technical stuff. Hold on. Diagnostics were performed and further diagnostics were recommended. A fecal PCR was submitted, and the dog was administered Sirenia and sub-Q fluids prior to discharge. On April 19, 2024, the dog was presented to Dr. Dickinson for continued diarrhea, anorexia, lethargy, and weight loss. A fecal PCR test was submitted again. Possible diagnoses were discussed, and referral to an internal medicine specialist was recommended for advanced diagnostics and care. The pet owner elected supportive care with a hypoallergenic diet trial, sub-Q fluids, and Sirenia. On April 25th, 2024, the dog was presented to Dr. Dickinson's associate, Dr. Lesser, due to no improvement. Dr. Lesser discussed options such as steroid treatment and novel protein diet, exploratory surgery for intestinal biopsies and ultrasound, and referral to an internal medicine specialist. The pet owner indicated they had an upcoming appointment with a specialist. Blood was collected and the dog was discharged with sirenia and mirtazapine. On April 26, 2024, complainant scheduled an exploratory surgery with Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser prescribed prednisolone. The dog improved on the prednisolone, therefore complainants were reconsidering surgery. Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser felt further workup was warranted based on the marked leukocytosis noted on the most recent blood work. Dr. Dickinson discussed the recommendations with the pet owner. On May 3rd, 2024, Dr. Camper evaluated the dog at an in-home visit. After evaluation and reviewing previous medical records, Dr. Camper recommended keeping the specialist appointment, performing pancreatitis and allergy testing, and continuing the current treatment regime. On May 6, 2024, the dog's condition worsened, was taken to an emergency facility. While waiting in the car to be seen, the dog passed away.
Thank you. Dr. Dickinson, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. We would now like to give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
I believe that summary is pretty complete. I don't know that there is anything that I would add at this time.
Okay. Thank you. I might now like to ask board members if they have any questions for Dr. Dickinson.
Yes, Dr. Dickinson, this is Dr. Thompson. I do have a couple of questions for you. You originally saw Zeus on February 17th, correct?
Correct. That was my first encounter with Zeus.
Okay. And at that time, you offered radiographs, which did happen, but the owners declined barium at that time?
Correct.
And did you offer an abdominal ultrasound for Zeus at that time?
At that time, let me just look back at my notes. At that time, I believe we discussed abdominal ultrasound. An estimate was not provided for the owner for abdominal ultrasound, nor was one elected.
Okay. And then does your clinic have the ability to do ultrasound?
Yes.
And are you personally trained in doing ultrasounds?
At this point, I am. At that point, I was minimally trained in ultrasound.
Okay, thank you. So you did conservative treatment, and then it looks like there was some checking in on Zeus, correct?
I believe our receptionist called the following day to check in. And if I look back at the communications, there's some more. Yes, we had called on the 18th for the following day. The owner stated that he was back to 75%, was eating a little bit, still having diarrhea, but wasn't having urgency. And then the following day, the owner... on the 21st, so a couple days later, the owner was frustrated. We did not have the diarrhea panel results back yet.
And at that time, how did you leave it with the owner? What were the next steps with Zeus's care?
I suggested that if the pet was still symptomatic in that he wasn't eating, was vomiting, or the diarrhea was still occurring, even though we did not have those diarrhea panel results back, I recommended the owner bring the pet back for a reevaluation and to consider additional diagnostics like a barium study or an ultrasound.
Okay.
And at that point, I was just going to say, at that point, the owner requested that we send his records back to Williams Veterinary for Dr. Ryan.
Okay, and that was after the February, yes, so that was February 24th. Okay, and so then you did not, per the records that I see, I do not see any interactions with you with the client up until April 19th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And at that time, you saw Zeus, and what was recommended at that time?
At that time, Zeus had lost quite a bit of weight. His symptoms had been continuing, it seems like, pretty consistently since I had seen him in February. So I expressed to the owner that I was very concerned about his condition and looked that he was not doing very well. At that time, we pretty extensively discussed possibilities for etiologies, including IBD, neoplasia, and I had recommended referral to an internal medicine specialist for ultrasound versus potentially performing the ultrasound in-house. I talked to the owner about the pros and cons of both of those, and the owner seemed very inclined to pursue a specialty referral. We also talked about some, you know, basic symptomatic treatments in the meantime, since she told me she was going to set up an appointment with the internist.
Okay, so at that point in time, you were dealing with the female owner, correct? And
correct, yes, Shelly and a friend of hers.
Okay, and so they had not, at that point in time, already had the appointment scheduled?
No, she did. I don't believe she had the appointment scheduled, but she said she was going to schedule the appointment at that time.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then, so fast forward, what is the typical protocol in your hospital should blood work or test results come in and the doctor is not present to give those results to a client?
Typically, the doctor who submitted the test will call the client when they're back in the office. If the results are emergent, if the patient is not doing well, if there is a concern on the blood work, another doctor often will take that doctor's place and give that call.
Okay.
If necessary.
So, I'm sure that you have the same notes that I have, so I'm looking at a screenshot of client communication. So when the blood work came back on April 26th, there was a note that it was received and what was wrong with the blood work, and then there was a plan for, I'm guessing, are you JLD?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. There was a plan for you, for Dr. Lester, I'm guessing, to speak with you about the plan for Zeus?
Yes, I'm looking back at the communications as well. I'm sorry, which lab results were you referring to?
There was blood work that was performed when Zeus came in again. After you had seen Zeus, then Zeus was seen by Dr. Lester and blood work was
mm-hmm.
done. So the blood work
okay.
was sent out the 25th, and it looks like it was returned on the 26th.
Okay. Let me look back and see. On the 26th. Okay, yeah, so it appears that on the 30th is when Dr. Lesser and I kind of conferred about the blood work results. It looks like on the 26th, a technician had spoken with the owner and the pet was doing okay, had eaten some food. On the 26th, it does look like Dr. Lesser prescribed the prednisolone. And then on the 28th, again, the owner said that the pet was doing great on the prednisolone, had better energy, was eating. And then on the 30th is when I called the owner to discuss the blood work results as well as to go over options for abdominal explore. At that point, how much detail would you like me to go into as far as what we discussed?
Well, I guess I'm just trying to see where in the records it shows that you had discussed. I see in the client communication that you and Dr. Lesser talked about it, but I'm not finding where you...
Seeing the actual discussion.
Correct.
Okay. On my end, it looks like it's marked as April 29th. The owner had called because he had questions. And then below that, it says April 30th, spoke to owner. The brief update, and it says discussed blood work results, marked leukocytosis and hypoalbuminemia, and then my discussion. Do you not have that?
If that is part of the client discussion screenshots, I do not hold those out of order. I found it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. So I do have that. So you had spoken, and then we also had, okay, that was something I was, perfect. That's exactly what I needed to know. I don't think that I have any other questions. Do any other board members have questions?
Do any other board members have questions for Dr. Dickinson?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you, Dr. Dickinson. So, Mr. Davenport?
Yes, ma'am.
Does Dr. Davenport, does the vet want to hang up? Or does she want to stay on for this part and then when we're done with her?
Sorry, Mr. Davenport, just a second.
Just want to ask.
Dr. Dickinson, we're going to go ahead and start speaking to the complainant in this case. You're welcome to stay on the line or you can disconnect if you wish.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have much of a choice. I do have to disconnect at this point. Should I inform Dr. Lesser that you guys will be calling her back?
Yes, we would call her
okay.
For
Doc,
case.
Can I ask one more question? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Dr. Dickinson, before you disconnect, one other question. When you spoke with the owners about the blood work, and I know that Zeus was scheduled for an exploratory surgery, did you offer again having him come in for an ultrasound prior to that surgery, or were you going to just have them wait until they had went to the specialist?
At that point, the owner was very on the fence about surgery. So we talked about the potential for keeping the internist appointment versus proceeding with surgery. If I had proceeded with surgery, I would have done an ultrasound that was included, I believe, in the estimate for them for the scheduled surgery to do an ultrasound prior to surgery. At that point, again, they were pretty on the fence, and it sounded like I spoke with Shelley at that point. She was leaning more towards pursuing the internist appointment for endoscopic biopsies potentially and ultrasound with them. So elected not to pursue anything else with us in the meantime while she was waiting to decide.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Davenport,
you
are the complainant in this case?
I'm sorry?
I'm just confirming you are the complainant in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and is anybody else present with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And then we have read all the materials and additional materials you have provided during this process. Do you have any, you can go ahead and address the board at this time.
Thank you. First of all, I'm going to address specifically Dr. Dickinson's testimony today. For one, nowhere can I find, nor do I believe you can find, in any medical records from Aspen, from Dr. Dickinson or Lesser, where they made any referral whatsoever. You will see where it says DWO, which I had to find out that means discussed with owner. I like the way they put that in there because they make it sound like they're the ones that made the referral. All Dr. Lesser wanted to do, for lack of better words, and I apologize if I'm a little bit grotesque and blunt, all Dr. Lesser wanted to do was open my belly up like a fish and gut him. And in fact, she went into great detail how they lay his internal organs out on a table with a very large incision. Obviously, that was not a that's not something we wanted to do at that point, to just do some fishing expedition. When I find out later, in fact, by Dr. Camper, who first saw Zeus, a few days after, I think it was May the 2nd or 3rd, I don't know, I don't have that right in front of me, and when he showed, we were not told how bad his blood work was on April 26th. Had no clue. Dr. Camper informed us both that he would have hospitalized Zeus. If Sherry got a phone call from anyone at Aspen, they damn sure didn't go into any detail on how bad his blood work was. Now, Zeus was a monster dog, for lack of better words. His guts could have been hanging out and his tail would have been wagging if he saw somebody new. That's how friendly he was. So it was very possible that he did look like he was fairly stable when Dr. Camper saw him. But Dr. Camper also got blood work and was very concerned about the April 26th and why we didn't get a call. Why we didn't get any sense of urgency by any of this. Why an ultrasound or FAST scan was never done is beyond me and was actually beyond Dr. Camper, because Dr. Camper's own verbatim words is that Aspen Veterinary Clinic had just recently, is what he said, purchased a Rolls Royce of ultrasound machines. That was his exact words. So why they didn't do that, I don't know. I think that in itself is gross incompetence. As far as what Dr. Dickinson said about her on 419, that she was very concerned about Zeus's condition, that's a bunch of malarkey. She was so concerned, she wasn't concerned. We didn't get, if a staff member called, why didn't the doctor call? And as far as back to what she said about that we declined a barium test, I don't even know what the hell a barium test is. I was the one that took Zeus in on February 17th. Nothing was talked to me about any barium test to be able to decline it. I'm pretty good with my animals. I've had them for several years, and I'm on it. And even had we had any inclination of an ultrasound that Zeus may have had that T-cell lymphoma that we find out about after he died, we probably would have elected to do chemotherapy. Would have done everything we could, unless at the point that we first found it, he was too far gone. But we weren't given that option. Dr. Dickinson also said there were some concerns on the blood work. Why in the hell didn't we get on 426? Why did we not receive a phone call and instead go to Dr. Lesser or chit-chatting back and forth? Why weren't we included in those chats at all? So their notes. I'd like to know who they were going to refer us to and why they kept pushing, both of them, for this exploratory surgery. Why did they do an ultrasound? Yes, they quoted an ultrasound in their surgery estimate, but at that point, we had already had an appointment with a specialist that Shelly found down in Gilbert. So I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. I know these doctors, and I've said it before you folks before, veterinarians have a hell of a job. Their clients, their patients can't tell them what hurts. I get that. But this was a complete failure in that practice. They've got the Cadillac or the Rolls Royce of ultrasound machines. Why wasn't it done? Dr. Camper couldn't even believe, here in my kitchen looking as if, and when he's going over the blood work of 426, he couldn't believe that no fast scan or ultrasound was not done, ever, from February up until that point. So, I'll leave that alone. I'll shut up now.
Thank you, Mr. Davenport. Any board members have questions for the complainant?
Yes, hello, Dr. Davenport and Mr. Davenport. Again, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Again, I'm sorry about your loss of Zeus. I did have just one quick question for you. I've definitely read everything that you've submitted and hear your questions. My one question for you, you did request for the medical records to be sent to another veterinarian shortly after your appointment on February 20th, your appointment on February 17th. So on February 24th, you started seeing another veterinarian. Was that Dr. Camper?
No, ma'am. We had originally saw Dr. Ryan in Williams.
Okay.
However, the reason we had the medical records transferred to Dr. Ryan used to work at Aspen. In fact, to be honest with you folks, I personally know, you may remember I'm an old cop, so I do investigations. I know how to conduct one. It's been a few years, but I still know how to conduct one. From what I understand, Dr. Ryan is still paying off his vet clinic that he moved out here to Williams. He's paying off the owner at Aspen that owns it. But what I'm getting at is, we went to Ryan, but Ryan is only open Monday through Thursday. I believe it was a Saturday, if I recall, Friday or Saturday, that I took Zeus in on February 17th of 24, because Ryan wasn't open. In fact, I'm going to go a bit further and tell y'all something else. We, on our own, we tried multiple and very expensive diets purchased through Aspen, and Zeus wasn't having any part of it. The only thing that he was eating, and I've already presented this to you folks, the only thing that we could get him to eat was 100% bison meat. That wasn't even prescribed, to the tune of about $30 a day. And he scarfed it. He loved it. That's the only thing that was bringing him around. But in any event, to go back to your question, I'm sorry I got windy. Yes, we had the stuff sent to Williams because Dr. Ryan and Williams was, in fact, Zeus's original vet.
But
Ryan actually took Zeus's eyes, did eye surgery on him when he was a puppy because his eyelids were turned in when he was with Aspen.
And so just as another question, Mr. Davenport, after those records were sent over to Dr. Ryan, did you, between the visit that you saw in February 17th at Aspen and in April 19th in Aspen, did you take Zeus in to go see Dr. Ryan because his condition was not improving?
I don't recall. I'm sure we did, but I don't want to misstate anything. But I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because I'm sitting here thinking back now. We actually took Zeus and my other girlfriend, Penny Lou, my other dog, we took them both in at one point because Penny had pulled a groin muscle because they were playing in the snow. But they both went in, but I don't recall what that date was.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Yes. Sorry, I got windy.
All right, any other questions from board members for Mr. Davenport? No? No? Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Davenport. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter.
Okay.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes. There was a lot going on in this case, having multiple doctors. Madam Chair, do we hear Dr. Lesser's first and then go forward with... I'm trying to remember how we normally do it when we hear multiples, and I think oftentimes we hear both before we come up with a...
That's a good question, I think, right?
Yeah, that your preference?
I don't have
one. To you.
I want to make sure that we're doing it correctly.
Yeah, there isn't a right or wrong way.
Okay.
Does the board have a preference?
It'd be nice to talk to the other doctor and then go through both these cases at once and deal with them separately, but have the information of both at once, really.
Yeah. Okay. So then I would say we will hear from Dr. Lester. So if we can get Dr. Lester on the phone.
All right, Mr. Davenport, we're just going to put you on hold for a minute while we get the other doctor on the phone.
I get it. Thank you.
You've reached Molly Lester. I'm not available right now, so please leave me a message and I will get back to you. Thank you and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Okay. We should still have Mr. Davenport and that's it.
Okay, let's try again because maybe I'm sure she's...
Hi there, this is Dr. Lester. Sorry, I just dropped.
That's okay. We figured you were trying to end something. So we got you back. We just need to just hold, John, hold just for another second to get everybody on the phone again.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And Mr. Davenport, do we still have you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we have Dr. Lester now. So, Dr. Lester, I'm going to turn you over to the board chair. Already?
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Lester in case number 2536. This matter is to be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 322234. Dr. Lester, please introduce yourself.
This is Dr. Molly Lester.
Thank you. And do you have counsel representing you, Dr. Lesser?
Nope, I do not.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Lesser, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I do not.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the board member assigned in this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. The complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Thompson, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Sure. On February 17, 2024, Zeus, a three-year-old male cane corso, was presented to Dr. Dickinson for his second opinion due to continued diarrhea, anorexia, and lethargy. Diagnostics were performed and further diagnostics were recommended. A fecal PCR was submitted and the dog was administered Sirenia and sub-Q fluids prior to discharge. On April 19, 2024, the dog was presented to Dr. Dickinson for continued diarrhea, anorexia, lethargy, and weight loss. A fecal PCR test was submitted again. Possible diagnoses were discussed, and a referral to an internal medicine specialist was recommended for advanced diagnostics and care. The pet owner elected supportive care with a hypoallergenic diet trial, sub-Q fluids, and Sirenia. On April 25th, 2024, the dog was presented to Dr. Dickinson's associate, Dr. Lesser, due to no improvement. Dr. Lesser discussed options such as steroid treatment and a novel protein diet, exploratory surgery for intestinal biopsies and ultrasound, and referral to an internal medicine specialist. The pet owner indicated they had an upcoming appointment with a specialist. Blood was collected and the dog was discharged with Serenia and mirtazapine. On April 26, 2024, complainant scheduled an exploratory surgery with Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser prescribed prednisolone. The dog improved on the prednisolone, therefore complainants were reconsidering surgery. Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser felt further workup was warranted based on the marked leukocytosis noted in the most recent blood work. Dr. Dickinson discussed the recommendations with the pet owner. On May 3, 2024, Dr. Camper evaluated the dog at an in-home visit. After evaluation and reviewing previous medical records, Dr. Camper recommended keeping the specialist appointment, performing pancreatitis and allergy testing, and continuing the current treatment regime. On May 6, 2024, the dog's condition worsened and was taken to an emergency facility. While waiting in the car to be seen, the dog passed away.
Thank you. Summary? Dr. Lester, at this time, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and now we'd like to give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
I don't know that I have anything additional to say. Happy to answer questions, but I believe the summary was pretty comprehensive.
Okay. So, board members, questions?
Yes, Dr. Lester, this is Dr. Thompson. Just a couple of quick questions for you. You saw Zeus on April 25th, is that correct?
If that is what is in the record, then yeah.
Okay. And for that visit, who presented the patient to you, and who were you talking over your plans with?
The female owner and her friend. I don't know her relationship with the friend. It was another female.
Okay. And at that time, did you discuss, what were the options that you discussed?
So we discussed essentially pursue an abdominal explore with Dr. Dickinson, continue with the plan to see an internist, or the most conservative option was do a dietary exclusion trial with or without prednisolone. As part of that conversation, with the prednisolone and pursuing the abdominal explore, there was concern that, hey, he's really not eating. And I did say, if he's not eating leading up to this procedure, we may talk about starting prednisolone preemptively because I don't want him continuing to not eat and continuing to lose weight.
And ultimately, he was continuing to not eat, and then you did start the prednisolone, is that correct?
I believe the owner called and requested, but yes, we did start the prednisolone, and by my memory, I think she had called and said, hey, he's not eating, can we start the medication?
Okay, and then and when you dispensed that prednisolone, or when you had spoken with her in the mm-hmm. room on the 25th, did you discuss the downside of starting prednisolone?
I did, yeah. So the downsides I discussed was I was concerned that starting prednisolone may reduce, I guess, mask the disease process, and therefore it would be less likely that we would get a diagnostic sample.
And that April 25th visit, did you offer an abdominal ultrasound during that visit?
At the time of the appointment, no. I offered it as a follow-up appointment at the time that they were going to see Dr. Dickinson.
Okay. And then at the time of the appointment, were you trained in ultrasound?
Yep.
Okay. And so you offered, was there a reason why you did not offer to do an ultrasound that day?
I would say it's like, probably two parts. So one, if they were already going to see an internist, in my mind, that would be of greater value. And sometimes explaining to owners that, someone with more training is going to be able to ascertain more information That would be one reason. The other thing, I'm not always set up in a, you know, quote unquote progress exam to be able to do a comprehensive workup at the time that the animal presents. So sometimes it does need to be, you know, scheduled at another time.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Other questions from board members for Dr. Lesser? Okay. All right, Dr. Lesser, we're now going to speak to the complainant, so you can stay on or you can disconnect the call.
Okay, I'm at this point available to stay on.
Okay, all right, very good. So, Mr. Davenport?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, can you please state your name for the record?
I'm sorry?
Can you please state your name for the record?
Mark Davenport.
Thank you. I'm going to swear you in at this time. Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we've read the materials that you've provided. At this time, you can address the board.
Thank you. I've only got a few things because the record speaks for itself. For one, there was no diagnosis ever discussed with Shelley or myself. There was the only thing that was ever said, and I think you probably got this and seen this, and this was in front of Shelley's friend, who happens to be a paralegal that was here visiting. The only thing we were ever told by both Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser was, there's really, quote, there's really nothing to worry about. And that was repeatedly stated. Regarding Shelley calling in to ask for a medication, I wish she was here. She should be here in a minute, but, and I've got something else to add to that, but I highly doubt that my better half would have the knowledge to call in and specifically ask for prednisone or any other medication. She probably called in saying, hey, what, you know, you're not doing very good. What do we need to do here? But I doubt highly she would specifically ask for a specific medication, period. Again, there was no conversations about any specialists. There was no specialist referred, thus there's nothing in any notes about any type of referral. In fact, the conversations that I have had with Shelley and also with Deb, Shelley's friend, Deb Dix, that was there, is that when Dr. Lesser herself learned that Shelley had already made a specialist appointment, the demeanor changed, and it was, I can't say, but what they told me is that Dr. Lesser's demeanor changed and she was not happy that we did not just go with them and let them do exploratory surgery. So those are the only things that I'm going to add at this point. They had every opportunity, again, to perform a fast scan and or ultrasound, even if maybe the other specialist was going to do an ultrasound. Zeus wasn't doing good. His blood work on April 26th showed he wasn't doing good. No, we didn't get a call. We didn't get notified by anyone of how bad it was. Thus, Dr. Camper's statement, he should have been called, he should have been hospitalized. And that's all I'm going to say. Oh, I got one last thing. Before the board makes it any type of determination today, I would ask and encourage that you put some questions in written format, almost like an interrogatory, if you will, and even with a sworn statement, and address those to Shelley and let her present her answers to you directly, because I wasn't there. I was tending to my brother dying out of state when all this occurred, and even from the few times over from February clear up through May. So I would rather, in all fairness to Dr. Dickinson and Dr. Lesser, get the information directly from Shelley, since she was firsthand right there. And I would ask that you do that in a certified mail, however you want to do it. But get a direct, just get the answers from her too. And I'm done. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Do any board members have questions for Mr. Davenport? No questions at this time?
This is Dr. Wright. I know you would like some questions answered by, I'll say Shelley, sorry. Is there a reason that Shelley's not here today? Because this is unfortunately the time for that. We can't go beyond this. So today's the only
information. Well, for one, she had a doctor's appointment herself, and I'm dealing with some medical issues myself. That's why I'm at home, and she's bouncing to and from work. Okay. And plus, I've been coming down there, making the 200-mile trip, and taking the, you know, staying in a hotel for over the last few months. And I was going to try to do that again today, but my medical condition just won't let me do it. I can't hardly leave the house.
Okay, thank you.
And to add to it, and for what it's worth, folks, Shelly works for the government, and with all that's going on right now, you can't hardly get, you can't go to the bathroom without having to ask for it. It's craziness.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Lesser, do you have any additional remarks or questions you would like to ask?
I'm not sure I have questions. I disagree about the factuality of a couple of those statements, and I could speak to that, but I don't have questions, no.
Okay, did you have additional remarks?
Yeah, I mean, there are two things that are factually incorrect. One is that I have never to an owner said it is no big deal. And I certainly wouldn't have said that in this case, so I'm confident I didn't say that. The second thing is, per the notes, she did already have an internist appointment. And I,
Dr. Lesser, sorry, one second. Dr. James, can you please unmute? Thank you. Okay, Dr. Lesser, sorry, can you start again?
Whenever you said
that you've never said it's no big deal.
Yeah, I haven't said that, nor would I have said that in this case. So that's one thing I just wanted to clarify. The second thing is I am very keen on referring cases, and if it feels like something that would benefit from a specialist, this is one of those cases. I'm very quick to recommend that. So I've never in my career been frustrated that someone wanted to get even a second opinion, not to mention refer. So I would just, yeah, like to clarify that point.
Okay, thank you.
But let me rebut that. I didn't say that Dr. Lesser said it was no big deal.
Sorry, you're really loud. But this is not a time for rebuttal.
Well, when false statements are made, how do you rebut them?
No,
that's not how this process works. Okay. Are there any more questions from board members?
No.
So this concludes a portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. Dr. Thompson.
All right, so starting with 2535, in reviewing all of the information, you know, this case, again, it's difficult because we've got multiple doctors involved, not just at this clinic, but in clinics around the area, with different test results coming from different places. And also we have multiple owners involved. Different owners were attending different appointments. And so it can be difficult when you're in an appointment and you're getting information to be able to take it all in and be able to regurgitate it when we go back to have a conversation with somebody, as well as, you know, trying to deal with other things that are going on in your life. The big issue kind of stems around the first exam, and there were some concerns because in the initial exam, the intestines were felt ropey, the abdomen seemed a little painful. Those are not abnormal findings for a dog that has been having GI issues. So yes, it is saying that the dog has got, you know, that is his tummy is upset. Right, but it isn't necessarily that would be something that you would find if you had a dog that had some GI stuff. The treatments I feel that they started with were very typical treatments
for the presentation at the time. And so, you know, for that initial exam, I'm not seeing anything. It's very easy in retrospect to be, gosh, we should have done an ultrasound the minute he walked in the door. But that's because we have the hindsight, right? You know, it does get more difficult as we move forward. The clinic did not have any other contact with this owner for 2 months. And the instructions that were given to the owner were, if there is an issue, you know, please come back. And we didn't over that period of time. Now, they may or may not have been seeing another doctor, but regardless, we were just following as the pet was presenting. I'm technically not seeing anything overall with the medical treatment in this case and the workup. A lot of this sounds communication-wise, but things are documented in the notes. It is difficult in reading the notes because the client communication is in a separate area of the medical record. It's not part of the medical record. It's something somewhere separate, so it was hard to find where those conversations happened, but they happened. And regardless, if there's a lot of talk around whether Dr. Dickinson referred to a specialist or Ms. George found a specialist on her own, at any rate, there was a conversation about them going to a specialist. So the fact that if she found it on her own, that's fantastic. They did talk about what the future held in going and doing those diagnostics. So I would actually like to make a motion to dismiss with no violation case 2535.
So I'll second that. I would like to make a little comment though, kind of going back to the exploratory surgery, because that's kind of the crux of the matter here. Is I think the fact that we started prednisolone and the dog got a little bit better, they were like, oh, we're on the right track. And no, that should have really been confirmatory for that biopsy, because that was the only definitive way of getting something. Now that could have been done through endoscopy or surgery.
Right, but that might be on 2536.
Oh, I'm sorry, because it's talking about together. But I agree with you. It's like, I don't see medically that's going to be a statute violation here.
But in case 2535, I think there was concern from the complainant that Dr. Dickinson had recommended an exploratory, you know, cutting him open and laying out his organs. But I think that, like, just that's actually a diagnostic tool in this case.
It is a diagnostic tool in this case. And actually, I think it was actually Dr. Lesser that he had stated originally was the one who said that she was going to fillet his dog like a fish. So again, that goes to 2536. But either way, to kind of go around that, exploratory surgery is a diagnostic tool that we use in veterinary medicine. If we had done that, we would have been able to take samples of those lymph nodes to get a further diagnosis. It can be very difficult, even with endoscopy, to get appropriate samples for diagnosis. So we may not have gotten to the same conclusion had we done just an endoscopy biopsies versus actually going in and doing exploratory surgery and getting those biopsies.
Especially in a giant dog, endoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very difficult to get very far into that now. I felt like this was a pretty typical workup for chronic diarrhea. We followed a pretty logical pattern here. The testing, the trying some things first, the dietary therapy, and eventually getting to exploratory, which would have provided, like you said, a diagnosis. You would have gotten a diagnosis, because at this point, this was certainly on their list by now, lymphoma. But we didn't get that far. But I think it was a pretty typical workup for chronic diarrhea.
So I have a motion on the table.
A second. Roll call or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. So this is case 2535. The board has voted to not find a violation. This concludes the matter for Dr. Dickinson. You will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. And this concludes the informal interview. And now case 2536 for Dr. Lesser.
Yes, so...